சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
Page 50, verse 90.
Svakarma Pasha Vashagaham Pragno Nyo Majano Dhruvam Prajnasukham Nayet Kalam Iti Vedanta Dindimaham.
Nrisimha Saraswati, concluding the Vedantic teaching given by the Upanishads, a wise person who discovers his or her own real nature, they need not do any further actions to accomplish anything. 89th shloka Acharya said, Na kuryat na vijaniyat. He need not do anything, he need not know anything. We may get doubt without doing anything, without knowing anything, how one can survive or how one can do vyavahara interaction. For survival itself, you have to interact with the world. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jato tishtati akarma krit. No one can sit without any action, even a second. So one action or other going on, something or other we are knowing all the time. How author can say, na kuryat, na vijaniyat? For that he himself answer in the 90th shloka, na kuryat na vijaniyat means to accomplish something, to fulfill something, to get purnatvam, the completeness, he need not do anything. That is the meaning. To accomplish something, to achieve something, he need not know anything, he need not do anything for that sake. Because he has already known what he has to know. For that sake, he need not do any actions. That is the meaning here we have to understand. So your prarabdha itself force you to do karma. Your prarabdha, even jnani, prajnaha api, karma vashagaha. He is controlled by the prarabdham. Prarabdha means that which has already started. Pra-arabdham, prarabdham. That is the meaning. From sanchita karma, a little bit you have taken to exhaust and entered in this body. So in this body, whatever karma, phalam experienced by this jiva is called prarabdha karma. Arabdha karma, prarabdha karma nartha. But we think prarabdha means bad luck. That is not the meaning, my prarabdha. That is not the meaning, it is bad luck or unfortunate. That is not the meaning. Prarabdha means what? My karma which I have to exhaust, karma phalam in this body, through this body, that karma phalam is called arabdham. Every moment, karma phala vashagahana. Karma gives phalam. So that phala either favorable or unfavorable, pleasant or unpleasant, sukha dukkha. So you have to experience that. Even you know that you are Brahman, you are Satchidananda, body pain cannot be avoided, emotions cannot be avoided. In Gita Bhashyam we already seen that vasana, vritti, vyapara. So vasanas are there, powerful vasanas. So they propel this person to do that. But jnani is a samskrita purushaha. He never go for adharmic actions. Ajnani does adharmic actions. That is the difference. So everyone has to undergo pleasure and pain of their own karma phalam. Karma vashagaha. Vashagaha means the one who is under the control of karma, one's own karma. I read the last class, sarva karma, but it is not sarva karma, it is swakarma. After the class, one student came and told me, I am very happy that they are all observing. Swakarma means one's own karma, not husband's karma, wife is experiencing or wife's karma, husband is experiencing. Swakarma, one's own karma. Of which janma? Any janma, previous janmas. One's own karma, pasha, that is pasham-like. Pasham means, it's like a rope. It ties you, it binds you. Pasha indicates that you are helpless to control it. Pasha means a rope. The rope is that which binds. Why karma is compared to pasha, upon which you don't have control and artham? Upon your own karma, mukta yishuvat, it is like already you have left the arrow, mukta yishuvatina. The arrow which you have left, you have any control? As long as it is in your hand, you keep in the bow, you have control. Once you leave, there is no control. That's why they got in Commonwealth so many gold medals, no? In shooting, no? As long as that is in his hand, before leaving out, he is having control, or she is having control. Once you leave it, you don't have control. Upon which you don't have control, karma phala, you don't have control. Therefore, it is called pashaha, vashagaha. You are controlled by your own karma phalam. Control in the sense, you have to experience it. You cannot avoid. That is called pasha vashagaha. That pasha and vasha, both two words are very important. Those two words shows your helplessness in facing your bitter experiences and pleasurable experiences. You have no choice at all. Pasha vasha shows, indicates you are helpless, choiceless in facing your karma phalam. That's why Bhagavan kept that secretly. What karma phalam is going to come, we do not know. Until it comes, once we are facing, only we come to know, oh, this is my karma phalam. Prajnaha anyova, either wise person or otherwise person. Anneha means ignorant person. Everyone has to undergo that. What is the difference between people, wise person and otherwise person? Both are undergoing the prarabdha. Why we have to study Shastra then? So many years we have to come and study Shastra. Jnani also has to undergo pleasure and pain like Ajnani. Then what is the difference between both of them? For that he says, second line, பிராஜ்ஞஹா சுகம் நயேத் காலம். பிராஜ்ஞஹா வைஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் லைக் அ லோட்டஸ் லீஃப். ஹி இஸ் நாட் டச்சுடு பை தட் பிளஷர் அண்ட் பெயின் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கர்ம பலம். பிராஜ்ஞஹா சுகம் நயேத் காலம். ஹி ஸ்பெண்ட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் டைம், ஹிஸ் டே ரொட்டீன் without any affliction, without any disturbance. They will not come, they will not make him sleepless, they will not, those problems will not make him sleepless, sleepless nights, that problem won't be there. He nicely sleep and snore also. Sukham nayet kalam, he spends his time. Really speaking, in fact, jnani never bother about karma palam. That is from vyavaharika drishti. Even this prarabdha jnani undergoes sukha dukha, he also, she also suffers like other people, means vyavaharika drishtya, that statement also. Vyavaharika, you cannot stop. How he spends his time? Paramarthika drishtya sukham nayet kalam. Kalam sukham nayet. I am paramarthika satyam. This vyavaharika satya sukha dukkhas are mithya. They are false. Really speaking, they cannot touch me. He knows that. But people are talking, Jnani also undergoing. He is not thinking, I am undergoing some sukha, some dukkha. That Jnani is not thinking. He is not having such a thinking. Only loka, people think Jnani also undergoes. Shastra says that. But really speaking, Jnani doesn't have that notion that I am undergoing my prarabdha. Even just for namesake, Jnani utters, suppose, this is my prarabdha, good prarabdha, bad prarabdha, that is only figurative. You should not take it really. Oh, that sannyasi also telling Papa he is having prarabdha. No, for our sake they use such words. Not that they have prarabdha, anything else. Understand? Just like that they use words. But ajnanis are many people, what to do? So they also jump into the ajnani groups and they talk. But we should not take their words literally, figuratively we have to take. Otherwise, what will happen, you know? After taking sannyasa, after studying shastra also, if he or she is also having prarabdha, why I have to go to that guru? Why I have to do namaskara? All these thoughts will come to us. So tomorrow onwards, better not to go to class. Because prajnaha apena. So don't take literally. He is not touched by that prarabdha because he doesn't have such a bhavana, such a thought he never, she never entertained. That is called nishtha. That is called nishtha. How is it possible? I am the higher order of reality. Sukha dukkha belongs to the body, mind belongs to the lower order of reality. How lower order of reality can touch the higher order of reality? Brahman, I am Brahman, being. Do you remember? Being. Who am I? I am a being. Brahman, the existence, infinite, naturally sentient principle, consciousness, naturally sentient consciousness principle, governing the entire material universe. Therefore, never forget, I am a being, I am a human being. That being meaning we have to interpret like that. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Next shloka 91.
Na vidvamsam tapichittam. Karane karane dhruvam. Sarvamatmeti vijnanat. Iti Vedanta Dindimah.
Karane akarane vidvamsam chittam natapet. Here vidvamsam is in Vithya Vibhakti. You can take shashti, shashti meaning. You need not correct the shloka. Shashti meaning, sixth case meaning, vidushaha chittam natapet. Like that you have to take. In some Telugu books, they have written, see in Tippani, footnote they have given, na vidvan samsape chittam. They means handa. So, that Telugu books, they have given second reading, na vidvan samtape chittam. The reading is there. That is also okay. Karane. Karane means doing the actions. Commission. Akarane. Not doing actions. Omissions. Doing and not doing. What we have to do, we are not doing, suppose. And what we should not do, we are doing. Himahagum sadhuna karavam. Himahagum papam akaravamiti. Why I should do this way? Why I didn't do that way? So that feeling, that hurt, I would have done in this, that manner. Why I did like this? After 10 years, after 15 years. So, people worry about the past. Past events, past actions, past experiences. I would have done better way. Like that, go on thinking. That type of disturbance, wavering in the mind. Karane, whatever I have done. Akarane, what I have not done. Are going to, are not going to do. Certain. From morning to till night, this is the thing, no? Whether to go there or not to go there. Afterwards, if you won't go, they'll ask you why you didn't come. And you think, I would have gone there, it is good, better. Why I did like this? You cannot get the yesterday today. It happened, it happened. Karane, akarane. Commission and omission. Karane means commission doing. Akarane means omission, not doing. Certain things, why I did like that. Karane, same. Some disturbance. All those thoughts. Vidvan chittam na tapet. Wise person should not allow the mind to worry in such a manner. Either himself or about others also. Pointing out about others. You should have done that way. Why you did like that? You should have done this way. Why you did like that? About oneself, about others, and there is a tapa, tapa, chitta. In the mind, there is a scorching the mind. Tapa means what? Scorching. It's a burning alone. Burning in the mind. Chittam na tapet vidvams. Vidushaha chittam na tapet. Wise person should not disturb his mind, burn his mind as it were. Burning means what? Lot of heat. Heat is produced. Head full of heat and heat. That is called tapa. Na tapet chittam. Regarding karane and akarane. Why? Why you should not do that? How can you do that way? how can he remain without having any tapa in his chittam? Only because of knowledge. Sarvatma iti vijnanat. Everything is atma. Sarva atma iti vijnanat. By knowing vijnanat, by knowing, by understanding what? Sarva atma. Everything is atma alone. There is no second real thing in the world. There is only one real thing, that is Brahman. Only one real entity, that is Brahman, consciousness, existence, principle. That alone was there, is here now, and ever will be there. Whatever is coming and going is not true, it is not real. Therefore, sarva atma iti vijnana. Everything when this atma, I am that atma, I am in every body, in every body. I the atma am everything. I alone am in every body. Easy to say, but sarvatma bhava, how to get it? Only mithyatma nishchayam. Once you falsify your body mind complex and falsify other members in the family, your neighbors, friends, society, everything, once you falsify, then only you get sarvatma bhava. Without falsification, sarvatma bhava is not possible. Nichyatma nischayaha eva anatmatva nichyatma nischayaha. You have to falsify the anatma. What is anatma? Matter. Matter is anatma. Shariram is anatma, mind is anatma, prana is anatma. All whatever you are seeing is anatma. So anatma mithyatma nischayaha. That is the meaning of vijnanat. Dhruvam. Dhruvam means then only it is possible. Dhruvam means definitely he can spend his time without any burning feeling in his mind. Lot of guilt, lot of hurt about the past, lot of guilt. If I get hurt by others, that hurt continues nice days, weeks, months, years. Suppose if I commit any mistake, lot of guilt. These two are only chasing the person all the time. Only because of ignorance. Simple sheer ignorance is the cause for hurt and guilt. That makes the person so unhappy, sorrowful. Face, gloomy face becomes gloomy face. No? Only BG difference, no? You have to glue to blue. No? Gloomy face because of ignorance. Gloomy face because of knowledge. Gloomy means, it doesn't mean you have to smile all the time. I am gloomy because I am a wise person. Therefore I smile all the time. You need not smile all the time. It's internal understanding. Inner leisure. You enjoy the inner leisure. You alone can know that. No one can know. That is secret. It's kept secretly. You alone can know your ananda. Jnana ananda. Brahmananda you alone can enjoy. Your sukha dukha who enjoy? You alone. Similarly this also like that only. Brahmananda also like that only. Next shloka we will read. So that vijnanam is very important. Okay? Vijnana means akshara vidya anartham. Brahma vidya or akshara vidya or suriya atma jnanam. Mandukya Upanishad. Suriya atma jnanam. That is called sarvatma. I am the atma in everything. In everything means everything. Where am I as Atma, existence, consciousness, principle? Existence, consciousness, principle, where am I? In which place? We should not answer. We have to put a counter question. Where I am not? I am all pervading and all pervading also. In the form of existence, consciousness. So you have to claim I am substitute. I have to disown anatma, sariram, mind. One side disowning, one side claiming. Your ananda, your sukham is depending upon your claiming and disowning. What you have to disown, you have to disown. What you have to claim, you have to claim. But we are claiming wrongly. We are claiming wrongly. Disowning what we have to own up, we are disowning. How great we are. So if you disown your Atma Swarupam, your sorrow, misery continues. Your fear continues. Your limitation continues. Your insecurity continues. Are you interested in continuing them? All heads are removing like this. No, none of us are interested in that. Therefore, I had to say, I am fearless Brahman. I am ever secure Brahman. I am limitless Brahman. I am all pervading Brahman. I have to say to myself again and again. In front of a mirror, while looking at the body, you have to say, I am not this body. 70 kgs body, I am not. I am weightless Atma. I need not look all the day weighing mission. No? Every day weighing mission. I have no weight at all. No? I am very light. No? Anuraniyan mahato mahiyan. Very nice. Next shloka, 92. नैवाभासं स्पृशेत् कर्म मिथ्योपाधिमपि स्वयम् कुतोऽधिष्ठानमत्यच्छम् इति वेदान्तडिण्डिमः. We think all these karmas are touching me, afflicting me, that hurt, guilt because of our past actions, we take to ourselves because of doership. I did. I am only suffering. That I did doership. I am suffering enjoyership. Bhoktrutvam, kartrutvam. This kartrutvam, doership, enjoyership, bhoktrutvam, both I am taking to myself. That is the cause for samsara. I am neither karta nor bhokta. I, the Atma, am neither karta nor bhokta. Really speaking, I cannot be the karta. To do any karma, I have to undergo a modification, change. I am nishkriyaha, niravayavaha. How can I do karma? But when we say, I am doing karma, means I take myself as vachyartha, body mind complex. I ahankara. One small shift. Ahankara to I. I means aham and ahankara, both are there. Lower I, higher I. Lower I alone is the karta, ahankara. Lower I alone is the bhokta, the enjoyer, sukha dukha. Inevitable. It is not connected to me, the aham, higher I. I am the higher order. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam belongs to the body, is lower order. This is satyam, this is mithya. What is satyam, what is mithya? Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam is Mithya, which belongs to Mithya. Upadhi, Mithyopadhimati, Swayam, Avasam, Karma, Naspraseda. This karma, whatever we are doing from morning onwards, we are breaking our head, no? Whatever we do, something, if somebody does anything, go on fighting between each other or between our own mind. One side of the mind says, you have done good job. Another side of mind says, you always do like this only. How many times I told you, like double action. In cinemas and all, they do double action. Same hero acts as a villain and a hero. So our own mind does a double action. One hero mind says, I have done a good job. Another villain mind comes and says, no, you have not done, you have lost everything. In a great loss for you, villain comes and says, now you are sandwiched between the mind, double action. That is what he says here. Mithya upadhim api swayam karma. This mithya upadhi means unreal medium, RM. Stula shariram, sukshma shariram. Once stula and sukshma shariams are there, associated, reflected consciousness is formed, abhasam, ahankara. Abhasa means here reflected consciousness. Pratibimba chaitanyam. Karma naspruseta. This karma, whatever you are doing, either shuddha karma, nishiddha karma, nityanaimittika karma, it cannot touch the atma. Naspruseta. Where is this abhasam? Na eva abhasam api spruseta. Even just as, if I tell you an example, you can know. The sun is reflecting in the kuvam. The sun reflecting in the kuvam, reflected sun is formed in the water. Can that reflected sun is polluted by the kuvam water? Kuvam water is telling, you have come into me, you are in me, the water, kuvam water, I make you to pollute. Can that reflected sun is polluted by the kuvam water, dirty water? It's not possible. Reflected sun cannot be polluted by the... Where is that reflected sun? How far from kuvam water? Far, it is in the water. Very much we are seeing the reflection of the sun. You can say, oh sun, Baba, you are so becoming so dirty because you are in Kuvam river. Never. It cannot touch. Abhasa means what? Reflected sun-like. This Atma Chaitanyam also reflecting in the body, mind, medium, Upadhi. Upadhi means medium. What type of Upadhi? Mithya Upadhi. Mithya Upadhi, how it can afflict, the karma can afflict this Mithya Upadhi Abhasam, reflected consciousness. In Mulikari, see, Stula Shariram, in that Stula Shariram there is Sushma Shariram, mind. In that mind, reflected consciousness is formed. Pratibimba Chaitanya. That is called Ahankara, Chidabhasa. That ahankara is thinking that I have done this. This karma will come and afflict me. People talk of lot of this black magic. They have done this to me. They have done that to me. Okay, lot of misconceptions are there for people. So the karma, they think it affects me. It affects me. Who says that ahankara thinking? Ajnana ahankara. Ignorant ahankara thinking, enlightened ahankara will not think like that. Enlightened ahankara will not think like that. So ignorant ahankara says, you will be going to suffer because of this action. you are going to suffer, or your people also going to suffer because of these actions what you have done knowingly or unknowingly. This bhayam go on chasing the person. If you don't have people come and tell you, you have no ketu dasha. One daughter is having ketu dasha, another daughter is having rahu dasha. What about son? Son is having also another dasha. This mother is so much worried about ketu dasha, rahu dasha, shini dasha of children. And what about amma, swamini, their dasha is my dasha. She is also worrying. Why? Because she identifies with the body medium, she identifies with the abhasa chaitanyam, which is both are mithya. Reflection is also, so the reflected sun is satyam or mithya. Similarly, this abhasa chaitanyam also mithya. Why it is reflecting in mithya shariram? It is mithya, it is satyam. Because I am taking body as satyam, ahankara is satyam. Once ahankara is satyam, kartrutvam is satyam, bhoktrutvam is satyam, then suffering, satyam or satyam. Poduma, drama, nanna irukum. Scene by scene varum, serial, episode. How much? 350th episode. In the kadai, reflected consciousness is the reflection, it's mithya. Because it is reflecting in mithya body. Therefore, the karma done by the body-mind complex also mithya. That karma cannot touch me, the satya atma. Look into the second line. Kutaha adhishtanam, atyacham adhishtanam, kutaha spruchet. What to talk of this karma touching the atyacham means atyantam, the highest. That which is beyond Yavaharika, Pratibhasika, Satyam, this Paramarthika Satya Atma, how it can be afflicted by karma, touched by karma? Why? Karma even cannot touch the Abhasam. Ahankara also cannot be touched by the karma. Body mind also cannot be touched by the karma. Swamini, what about all Prayasitta karma, Asana? Prayaschitta karma also, as long as you have body-mind identification, they all will continue. They are satyam. Prayaschitta karma also, parihara karma also, satyam. As long as you give satyatvam to mithya body, mithya mind, mithya abhasa chaitanyam, mithya karma, all are satyam. If you do not know they are mithya, until you know they are mithya, they are all satyam. That is why Guru loudly, however much, shout, nothing will enter. As long as I make all of them mithya. How to make mithya? You have to get clarity in Shastra. That's all. The more clarity in Shastra, the more satyatva. Aham Brahma Eva Satyam. Using the mithya shariram, mithya indriyams, all. So, kutaha adhishtanam. Adhishtanam means substratum, the source. Adhishtanam of mithya shariram, mithya upadhi. Mithya shariram, mithya mind, mithya ahankara. Karma cannot touch the mithya ahankara, mithya sarirame. Inka, how it can touch the, afflict the adhishtana chaitanyam? Who is that adhishtana chaitanyam? Adi matram theriyaradu namakku. Swamini kaha. Nanda Swamini, nanda. Paravala, appadiyavadhu sollunga. Fake it and make it. Dayananda Swamiji says, always fake it and make it. One day it will become true. Kutaha adhishtanam. What type of adhishtanam? Atyacham. Atyantam. Atyacham means what? That which excels. Atyacham. Extremely pure. This karma cannot touch. It is extremely pure. Shuddham. Kutaha sprushet. That sprushet you have to supply. That means what? Not prashnarthe, but aksheparthe. It can never afflicts It can never touch. Who says? Wise people declare and Vedanta Dindimahan.
Aho Sma Kamalam Mohaihim Atma Brahmeti Nirbhayam Shruti Bhirira Bodhyati Shruyate Shruti Ranjanaha.
Acharya is so happy. I am hearing this Vedic declaration. I am hearing it is so melodious, he is telling. It is so melodious, so beautiful, so sweet, so pleasant. Vedantic teaching is talking about me. You are muktaha. You are free. You are pure. You are all pervading. You are adhishtanam. You are amritaha. These words are so melodious to me to hear. You are Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha. So Shruti is telling this way, I am very very happy to hear this sound, Vedic sound. He says, Aho Asmakam Mohaihi Alam. Aho means alas. Hayon Podum. Moham Podum. Asmakam mohaihi alamna. Enough of this samsara. Till today you are crying. Stop crying today at least. Because I am going to conclude Vedanta Dindima. Mohaihi enam. Moha means delusion. Delusion born out of aviveka. Atma, anatma, aviveka. But aviveka that leads to problems. Aviveka, because of ajnana, all these are caused. Avarana, ajnana leads to aviveka, avarana, vikshepa. So do ignorance or dektami. Remove ignorance. Moham alam, mohaihi asmakam mohaihi alam. Alam means enough. Many janmas you are suffering, entering one body or other. Now stop crying. Stop this delusion. Enough of this delusion. Then what? My delusion, you are telling alam, enough. How can I say enough? Because he says, Atma Brahma iti. You, the self, you are saying, I am, that I, original I, that self, Atma, Brahma yate, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma only. Don't take ordinary jiva. This is Nirbhayam, Bhayarahitam, care of my Guru Puja talk, freedom from fear, nirbhayam, abhayam pratishtham vindate. Abhaye bhayadarishinaha. People are afraid of in what? Abhayam, Brahman. Brahmajnanam is abhayam. But people are afraid of coming to Vedanta class. And if you go to Swamini's class, you will become a sannyasi. Why you want to become a sannyasi? Why you are going to Swamini's class? What is the connection between sannyasa and Swamini's class? You are not taking care of family. You are not taking care of children. You may leave me in the middle of the ocean. You are already in the ocean. Why I have to leave? You are already in the ocean. I need not leave you in the ocean. The Vedanta class, Swamini is the help of Shastra. She is helping us, giving hand to us to uplift from the ocean of samsara. This is called Abhaye Bhayadarshinaha. Don't go to that class. You get too much vairagyam. Anna. Viveka sahita vairagyam is good. So that vairagyam is very important. Okay. Shruti bheri ravaha adhyapi adhyapi till today. Till today means what? 2014. August 2nd. Till today this is where. Shruti bheri means again dindima. Dindima is another name, bheri. Bheri means a drum. The declaration of that Shruti Vedanta. Vedanta declaration, bheri, ravaha, the sound. Adya abhishruyate. And Acharya is telling, I am hearing the sound. You are amrutaha. Sarve amrutaha. All are immortals. You are pure consciousness. You cannot be other than consciousness, really speaking. It is impossible. You can never be dasaha. You are always a swami. That is why every sannyasi, after the name, they include ananda. Swami so and so ananda. Swami so and so ananda. Swamini so and so ananda. Why? Because you cannot be dukkha swarupam. It is impossible. The misconception you have to come out. You are only ananda swarupam. No one can give that. No one can take it. Because you are that. It is not a thing that to be given by the guru or shastra. Guru is satvam asi is telling. Shastra is telling you are that pure atman. Then what Shishya has to say? Yes, I am Brahman. Once for all, alam mohaihi. Shrutihi ravaha adhya apishruyate. Are you not hearing? So many classes are going on. Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra, Bhashyam, this and that classes. Not one or two, banging. All throughout the week. Notes are increasing. So many notes, so many CDs. Are you not hearing that Shruti? What Shruti? The music pleasant. Whenever Shastra says you are Brahman, you are pure, you are Ananda Swarupam, you don't have Dukkham at all. You are the source of this creation. Without you, the consciousness Brahman, no world can exist. Then Shruti is talking. How so sweet these words to hear. All the family members are telling, you don't know this, you don't know that, you are unfit for this, you are unfit for that. Ni laike illa. Edukume laike illa. Everybody is criticizing. No exception. Everyone is criticizing. From childhood until today. When we were young, parents used to criticize. When you are growing, brothers and sisters used to criticize. Or friends used to criticize. All the time I am facing criticism, criticism, criticism throughout my life. And when I am growing mature and mother, father, I became a householder, children are criticizing me. But children are grown up, daughter-in-law is criticizing me. So someone or other criticizing me all the time, keeping me unhappy. But whereas Shastra alone is telling, you are wonderful, you are pure, you are cute. Adi sollala na solre. You are so cute. You are so cute, you are pure, you are Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam. You cannot become impure. You cannot be bound by anything. Then Shruti says, this Rava, this sound, not Rava. Okay, Rava, the sound, is so nice, melodious, pleasant to listen. Are you not happy to attend the Vedanta class? How can I miss Vedanta class? When the music is so melodious, what music? Aham Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha Atma Asmi Najayate Mriyate Va Kadachite Nahanti Nahanyate. I am not killed by anything. I am not killing anything. I am not having old age. I am not having birth. I am not having a disease. I am free from all limitations. What a wonderful slogan. About whom? About us only. That is why everyone love to come to Vedanta. Once they come, they listen properly, they cannot leave it. Why? It is showing like a darpanam. You are Brahman, pure Brahman. Evala anandam paarunga appa moonju ore shining. That's called blooming. This bloominess is born out of jnanam, not because of anything else. This is called ananda, swarupa ananda. This is called Vedic teaching. Last and final shloka. It is a prayer verse, like started with prayer, concluding with prayer.
Vedanta bheri jankarah. Prativadi bhayankarah. Shruyatam brahmanai shrimat. Dakshinamurtyanugrahat.
Srimat Dakshinamurti Anugrahat. By the grace of Lord Dakshinamurti, it refers to all the Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam, entire Guru Parampara, Sampradaya Acharyas, Anugrahat, by the Lord Dakshinamurti Anugraha and Guru Parampara, everyone must Shruyatam Brahmanaihi. Shruyatam, let all the Brahmanas, Brahmanas means Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha, Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha, the people who are all having Vishwasa in Vedanta, they are called Brahmanaha, Brahmanaihi, Vaidikaihi Ityarthaha, Shraddhavantaha, the one who has got faith in Shastra. By all of them, let this Vedanta be heard. Shruyatam. What is that? Vedanta bheri jhankara. Jhankara means the sound, Vedanta bheri, the beautiful sound of Vedantic teaching, Vedantic declarations. Vedanta bheri, Vedanta dindima. Jhamkara means the vibration, the sound. Jhamkara. Om Aham Soham Soham Saha Aham Brahma. This is Jhamkara. The Nididhyasana, when you do, you are always in your own real nature. This Jhamkara Prativadi Bhayankaraha. The people, dvaitis, pratyavadi means dvaitinaha. Dvaitis, all dualists, except advaiti. All other people, dvaitinaha, dualists, all are bhayankaraha. For them, it is frightening. This advaita, Vedanta, is frightening all the dvaitis. Why? Dvaitis are all holding to the Nama Rupa. I am Dasaha, he is Swami. I am Dasoham, Dasa Dasaha. Body is real, mind is real. If you go to Vedanta class, body is not real, mind is not real, they say. Therefore, I don't want to come to Vedanta class. So they have lot of abhimana on body, mind. If you say body, mind is false, I cannot withstand. I am afraid of that Vedantic teaching. Prativadi Bhayankaraha. The Dvaitis are afraid of, frightened of listening to Vedanta Bheri. Why? They give reality to this unreal body, mind. Nitya, Anatma, Sharira, Manasi, Satyam Vardham. That's why Abhaye, Brahmani, Bhayadarishinaha. these people are seeing that if you go to Vedanta class, I become what? Alone. Alone to? Alone? All alone. Am I alone? Am I alone? All are in me. How can I be alone? Everything is in me. So Ajnanis, Advaitis are afraid of Vedic teaching. They are not able to swallow the facts. Whereas Vedantins, Vedanta Dindima students, Vedanta Dindima students are declaring what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I cannot be other than Brahman. I am Brahman. I was Brahman. I am Brahman. I ever will be Brahman. It is not possible. I am the body mind complex. It is not possible at all. This is impossible for me now. I am Brahman. That is the only truth, the truth. So with this, Acharya concludes. I'll give you important shlokas 5, 6. You can just note the numbers 5, 6, 7, 12, 16, 17, 19, 16, 17, 19, 20, 26, 27, 30, 31, 35, 38, 39, 40, 49, 67, 71, 76, 81, 76, 87. All these 21 shlokas are gems like. All are important. These are all very, very important. With this, I conclude Vedanta Dindima text written by Acharya Rasimha Saraswati. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.